Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning into Expressing You with Cornelia, a weekly show about feeling your way into wholeness. For men and women, processing our emotions is our way to freedom, and taking ownership for how you feel is the first step. We invite you to sit back and listen, take notes, or if you would like to ask a question, please call 1-877-296-0345. Cornelia also does sessions by phone or Skype. For more information, go to www.corneliadengel.com.
Hello, and welcome to Expressing You. I'm your host, Cornelia Dengel. Thank you for tuning in to Expressing You. This is a show about feeling your way into wholeness for men and women. Processing our emotions and feeling our feelings is our way to freedom. Feeling our feelings is healing them, and taking ownership for how you feel is the first step. A powerful tool is if you give yourself permission to feel everything, giving your feelings a voice, the need to judge anything vanishes. There is no need, because all feelings want to be acknowledged. They want to be acknowledged, they want to be heard, and they want to be felt. And doing an investigative process will honor that. You can find out more about how to do that investigative process through the processing technique at my website, CorneliaDengel.com. You can print it out. It's free. There's also an article on Emotions 101. And as soon as you start the investigative process and always asking yourself the question on any given subject or any trigger and start that self-inquiry, what is this about for me? How does this make me feel? That is the beginning to acknowledge how you're feeling. And it really is that simple. So today we invite you to sit back, listen, and take notes. You can also call in and ask a question. You may call in at 1-877-296-0345. I'm super, super excited today because my guest is astrologer Janet Hickox. Welcome to the show, Janet.
Hi, Cornelia. I'm glad to be here.
How are you?
I am just great. The energy has shifted. I feel wonderful. Thank you for asking.
Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm doing very well as well. Energy is shifting, and I'm really excited that you're here today because we're going to be talking about the big hype right now. Is spring is in the air, and we're going to be talking about the spring equinox because this is a very, very busy time for all of us, and there's no exceptions because the planets are power-packed, and it's a very, very interesting time. So what we want to do today is we want to illuminate and offer our listeners some light and possible validation to what is going on and what people might be experiencing. So, Janet, I'm just thinking that why don't you tell us a little bit about what the spring equinox is and why this makes it such a special time for us?
Sure, that's a great place to start. You know, the spring equinox always begins at 0 degrees Aries in the astrological wheel, and that makes it our astrological new year. So it becomes even more of a time of new beginnings, of planting seeds, of getting ready for forward motion. And the sign Aries is ruled by the planet Mars, which is an action planet. So we really begin to see the winter lethargic energies giving way to much more passionate, action-packed, sort of dynamic motion. And we are starting to feel better ourselves, you know, where we want to be out more. The days are getting longer, and it feels like, you know, life is returning. So that's why the spring equinox is so important to us. But also from an astrological standpoint, we can sort of take the temperature, if you will, of what's going on at the moment of each of the equinoxes and each of the solstices for that matter, and see energetically from the planetary standpoint what kinds of energies are we going to be playing with. And then individuals, even in their own chart, can see how the energies are going to affect them. And I tell you, this particular spring, we've got a power-packed time of eclipses and Venus coming out from the shadow of the sun and into the evening as the evening star, and a Uranus square Pluto. I mean, from an astrological standpoint, wow, just huge.
So then when you say Venus coming out from the shadow, what exactly does that mean?
Well, you know, Venus has an interesting sort of set of orbital patterns. In fact, if you really looked at it against the background of the entire time that Venus spans the sky, she actually is doing this in the shape of a pentagram. And at this point in her cycle, she is behind the sun, meaning if we're looking at from Earth's standpoint, we can't see Venus because she's behind the sun. Now, she'll be in what that's called a superior conjunction. And so, in a way, some of the energies of Venus are sort of hidden from us at the moment. And she'll spend about 50 days of the spring in that particular configuration until we get to May 3rd, when she will emerge from the glare of the sun and become the evening star. You know, we were used to seeing her through the winter in the morning and being the dominant light besides the moon in the morning sky. But now, as we get into, you know, later in the spring, she'll become much more of the evening light that we see.
Right, okay. And so what about the eclipses? What is that about?
Well, you know, the eclipses are really interesting, but you know what? Before we get there, I want to ask you a question. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Mind if I hijack your show here for a moment?
Okay.
I just want to share with your listeners that, you know, Cornelia, being so in touch with the emotional sort of pulse of the planet, and that's in her chart, by the way, because her moon is conjunct the galactic center. So if you want to picture that for a moment, coming directly from the center of our Milky Way into Cornelia's field of energy is sort of the energies, the feelings, the emotions that are going to be dominant on the planet. And so I and Cornelia both have noticed throughout time that she begins to sort of feel the emotions personally before they actually emerge out into the conscious or the collective conscious. So I'm going to ask you, what have you been personally working on before we get into the rest of what's going on? What's been going on with you?
Good. That's a good question. So one of the big things that I've been working on is releasing the energy of struggle and releasing the energy of survival. That has been really big because, you know, we're moving from a from an energy of survival into a thriving environment. But first we have to clear the opposite of that. And so anywhere in my own energy or whatever I was being exposed to throughout this these last 3 or 4 weeks has been about the survival paradigm that is now shifting into a thriving and wealthy paradigm. And so the way that that was showing up for me is that the questions that I naturally started asking myself is, what's not working right now in my life? What is it that I want to experience more of? And the what I got is that I want more flow. I want to experience more flow, more flow, more abundance, more ease and grace instead of struggling with the old. And so then I noticed that what I was doing at first is that I was actually just really working harder instead of releasing and letting go, because that's really what it is. It's that you want to, if you want more flow, it doesn't mean that you go out and you push more. you really let go and you relax more into that and allow the flow to move through. So you're actually doing less instead of doing more. So, but the energy had me feeling like really scattered. And so I have a feeling that a lot of people are going to be experiencing this type of energy here within this next unfolding. And yeah. I would like you, Janet, if you wouldn't mind, pull up the chart and take a look and see what you see on the chart and see is that a configuration that is actually visible in the chart.
And you know what? It absolutely is. And for you listeners who aren't aware of this, every time a season changes, I actually pull a chart for the season as if it were its own entity. And it gives me a lot of information about what people will be experiencing, sort of the overall temperature of the planet, and then how it will affect us as individuals. So, Cornelia, you are absolutely right in this because, for one thing, in the chart of the spring equinox, which occurs, by the way, on the 20th of March at 4:02 a.m. West Coast time. So for any of us on the Pacific Daylight Time, it'll be at 4:02 in the morning next Wednesday. But that day, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 planets in one house of the chart, and that chart house happens to be the second house, which is the house of resources. It is literally the house of survival versus thriving. And so, I mean, really energetically, you've nailed it right on the head, because when you have that many planets in one spot, it puts a lot of emphasis and focus on that. And then there are two other interesting things happening that really began back with the winter solstice, and that was a yod, or a finger of God. And some of you might have heard me talk about this before, but the finger of God is essentially a very energetic signature in a chart that shows us a very stable base of a triangle. And so imagine an isosceles triangle, which are the kinds of triangles that have very steep sides. So you have two planets at the base that form a very stable pattern, and both of them are pointing up at a 150-degree angle to a third planet, which becomes sort of the release point for all the energies. Now, in the winter solstice, the release point was Jupiter, so Saturn, Pluto at the base, and Jupiter being the release point. And guess what? That exact same pattern emerges again here in the spring equinox, but with a second yod also involved. So translating that into, you know, normal speak, we have a concept of growth and really aligning ourselves with our destinies, or, you know, what it is that we're here to do, and becoming clear about what that is, so that we can begin a process of shedding all those things that are not genuine to us, that are not authentic to us, if you really want to put it in our, you know, platform's terms. So as we begin to let go everything that is not authentic, then what's left is what we have to work with. So in that process, we're making sacrifices, we're also adjusting, and just this process of letting go. And, you know, going back to, you know, what you work with as far as emotions, a lot of what we have to let go of is emotional stuff, you know, old feelings that we have about different things. And by the way, that second yod points at Saturn in Scorpio, which is all about us getting to our core. And I know you have tools for people, right, to get through this time, as it's going to feel pretty, yeah, what's my favorite word? I can't even think of it right now, but, scritchy, you know, where it's sort of that irritating energy, but you just don't know quite what to do about it. So maybe you can tell us, you know, your listeners here, about some tools that you use to help get through these emotional times.
Well, the first tool is always being in the moment and really diving into what the feeling is. So, but I want to address one other point, Janet, that you brought up when you brought up about the second house of resources. That and,
yeah.
And let's reiterate and make sure that we tell everybody that the chart that you pulled up is not my own personal chart. It's the chart of the planet. It's the chart, right?
Right. Yeah, it is not a personal chart. It is as if the spring equinox was its own person.
Right, right. And because you were talking about how that's all happening in the second house of worth. Is it self-worth? Did you say self-worth?
Yep, it is self-worth. It is your values, what things are important to you. And then it's also that concept of survival versus thrival.
Right, and when you talk about self-worth, it immediately will go back to a core wound of unworthiness, of people feeling unworthy to either step into their destiny, like you were talking about, feeling not good enough to experience and thrive in their life and to have abundance and step into their full creative potential. And these areas will be played out in their life where they're going to be feeling the opposite of not being good enough, not feeling worthy. And so that's a core wound to clear. And so the tool is to really, identify and dive into what it is that you're feeling and allowing that to be so, allowing that feeling to be present and putting a voice to the feeling. One of the new tools that I just recently shared on the show is called the Soul Stop Tool. And what it is that you just write out soul, and then you, the S is for stop. The O is for observe what I'm feeling. The U is to understand what is this about for me? What does this bring up for me? And the L is for love, because what those feelings want, what this situation wants, what that trigger wants, it wants love, and it wants you to love it. And so that's one tool right there. And the other very, very powerful tool is self-acceptance. To accept where you are right now in the present moment, wherever you are. Because in that present moment, that is the only thing that's real. Because when we focus our energy on the past or we focus our energy on the future, we're out of the now. And in the now is the only place where we can really find our own freedom is through that self-acceptance. So,
Janet, I'm so glad you brought that up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry to interrupt you there, but, being in the now, I can see how this is something that is so important. When I'm looking at this chart, what I see is several planets still in Pisces, where it was more that contemplative energy and also less clear. There was not a lot of clarity over the past couple of weeks while there were a lot of planets in Pisces. But now we have this split between planets in Pisces and planets in Aries. And how do you swim through that when you're being pulled in two different directions? Well, you stay in the now. What is right before you? What can you do to affect the energy right at this moment? Good point. Great point.
Yep, that's awesome. So, Janet, we have a caller in the queue, and I'd like to bring her on. I love it when people call in. You can call in to 877-296-0345. And we have Susan in the queue. Welcome to the
Hi,
show,
Susan.
Susan.
Hi, ladies. I am so excited to hear you and to be on this call. I've had the, great fortune of working with both of you. And so the question I have is things are happening so fast. That's what I've noticed. It's like the awareness, the evolution that we're in right now seems to be happening at such a quick rate. And for, myself, I know I consider myself semi-awake to what's happening around me. So what kind of, I don't know if it would be advice is the right word, or what would you tell people that are, say, in the present, they see what's happening, they understand the awakening that's happening on the planet and the evolution, for people that are in their lives that don't? How do you support those in your life that aren't quite seeing what maybe you're seeing?
Good question, Susan.
Thank you.
Do you want to answer that, Connie?
Well, you can go ahead. You can go ahead, and then I will as well.
Okay. So, my first instinct when you started to talk about that, Susan, was that there's a very built-in tool that each one of us has, and it's called our heart, which is the repository of the soul. And when people are at a loss as to which direction to go, they can always pull that energy right into their heart and just ask, what's in my highest and best good? And moving in that direction. Anytime I counsel people with second house issues, which because, you know, the energy is all stacked up in that particular house on a global basis, then it brings up that idea that you need to go within and you need to know what's good for you. And acting from that place then is authentic, it's real, and it will take you down the road that connects you to your destiny and your path, irregardless of what it looks like that's going on around you. So that would be my two cents.
That's great, Janet. Go ahead, Susan. Yeah, I'm thinking about, you know, because this is such an incredible time to be on the planet, that's how it feels for me. Like it's like the time has come for us to really totally be fully self-expressed in who we are and like you said, our destiny, you know, really having that come forth. And there's been this ebb and flow kind of, what is that, the last few weeks about getting started and getting moving. So I'm excited about this spring equinox. So tell me, because of this tremendous lineup of planets and the eclipses and the fact that there's many people talking about this time. Many of us thought it was 1221, you know, and a lot of people are talking about, no, it's really this time that things are really going to start shifting in a big way. And so I know, Janet, that, you know, I think you're just one of the top experts in your field. And so for people like myself or other people that are really wanting clarity on what's happening, because I know you can do an overall view of the stars and what's happening, but do you think, I mean, is this a really great time for people to really have maybe their chart read or something to really support in the guidance of this time?
Absolutely. There are two key things that I think people can do for themselves right now. One is, if you're lacking clarity in any way, then ask the guidance of someone like an astrologer, because what I'm looking at is your life map. I mean, before me in an astrology chart is your roadmap, what you came here to accomplish, what challenges you expected to encounter, what you were trying to overcome, and the destiny being, you know, the direction you were moving. The second thing is, once you have a reading like that and you've identified core issues, then you seek someone like Cornelia, who is there to help you get through the emotions that are stopping you from maybe carrying on to your fullest and to be your authentic self. I mean, we work together a lot in this way where, you know, I can help identify what's going on, what's at the root, what the roadmap said, and then Cornelia takes over with helping to clear the energy, helping the person understand where it is that they had an emotional charge around something that maybe has been stopping them. So it's sort of synergistic, you know, maybe, and some people have to do it different ways, but certainly a reading can help identify, and then someone like Cornelia comes in and helps you, you know, remove that block and blast through.
And,
right,
and you know, it's perfect, you guys. And I know Cornelia. I know how she does her work, and it's like a laser beam. And she has this compassion for people and this depth of understanding, because I know a little bit about her life and what she's and what the obstacles and what she's, you know, overcome and what she's embraced and loved in herself. And absolutely, I know just from the people that I work that this is really big times for a lot of that emotional embracing and really the dissolving of that denser energy, not good, bad, right, or wrong, but it just, you know, and I know that she's got that beautiful ability to support that clearing, I guess you would call it, you know, the dissolving of the denser, which is allowing for this beautiful light energy that seems to be hitting us on a day-to-day basis. So, yes, I think, thank you, Janet, for that. And Connie, for your amazing work that you have brought to the planet, which is so needed right now.
And, Susan, thank you so much for calling in and asking these wonderful questions. And
thank
also,
you.
Yeah,
yes,
and
thanks,
also
Susan.
Contributing your light to the work that you do and the things that that you're offering your clients as well in the miracle circles that you offer.
The one thing that I want to say about this time is that what we want to envision for ourselves, what is it that we want to create in this coming year, right? It's really about, so if everything seems chaotic, if everything feels like it's falling apart, the thing to do, a tool, is to surrender. Surrender to the chaos. Surrender to the unknown. And surrender to allowing things to be as they are. And really take a look at who you are now and where you want to be. What is it that you want in your life? What is it that's not working? What is it that you want to create? Because that's the piece about feeling worthy, being worthy, practicing worthiness, having a really high self-worth is that you are a creator and we can create what it is that we want, but to have clarity on what that is. And so I think this spring equinox is really assisting us with this process. What do you think about that, Janet?
I think you're absolutely right. And, you know, we didn't get to talk too much about, well, we didn't talk at all about the eclipses, but they're pretty powerful as well. There's three of them packed into the springtime, and that's, to me, that's a lot of energy because the eclipses close doors, open windows. And so you have this energy coming about having to let go of something. Maybe you've been too attached to an energy, a person, or something going in a particular way. And once you let go of that, then you can see the next doorway so that you can walk through that. And again, those are going to be occurring across Taurus and Scorpio. And in the natural astrology chart, Taurus is the ruler of that second house. And that's the second house, again, of self-worth, of values and of money and the whole concept of survival and thriving. So I think those eclipses sort of, you know, bring that really close to home. So whatever it is we need to let go of, let's do it.
Yeah, so Janet, can you look at the eclipses right now and just kind of give us a brief? We have like 3 minutes. But
yep.
If you could just give us 1 minute of eclipse time.
So you mean as far as like when are they or
and tell us a little bit about the eclipses.
Okay, well,
and how they will affect us, right?
Exactly. Okay, I got it. So there are two eclipses that happen, a solar eclipse and a lunar eclipse. When we have a solar eclipse, the sun's light is temporarily shaded from us. So all of that energy that we devote to our will and doing things our way momentarily is blocked so that the light of the moon becomes stronger and the moon is more intuitive. It's more in touch with our feelings. It allows for a more heart-centered energy to come in, a soul-centered energy, let's put it that way. Now, a lunar eclipse would be just the opposite. The light of the moon is temporarily blinded. And so in that case, it shuts off the emotions more so that you can feel your way into the direction that's right for you based on your sun sign or based on the energy signature you've brought in. And what we're going to be experiencing then through the spring here is two lunar eclipses and a solar eclipse. So one big opportunity in May for us to shut down the sun long enough to be able to hear our intuitive voice, and then the two lunar eclipses, which are going to allow us to, you know, redefine ourselves and push ourselves out in the world.
And so we can just have the intention. We can just have the intention then to release all old patterns of thought and emotion, releasing any habits or any addictions, releasing judgment, and just allowing yourself to feel all of that and leaving all of that behind. And so then through these eclipses, right, and then we can come back into what is it that we want to create, what is it that that we want out of life, and how do we want to move forward after all of these have been released, right?
Yep, and I would say if not now, when? Because all of the energy is lined up in support of us doing this. And if we don't do it now, then when would be a good time? I just can't think of a better time.
Janet, how can people contact you and find out more about you?
People can reach me through living-astrology.com, and my contact page is there with my phone number and email address. And I love to do readings for people. So please, if you're in need, give me a call.
And if you're feeling, if there's a lot of emotional processing that's going on in your life, you can contact me at CorneliaDengel.com. There's an article there on Emotions 101, and there's a processing technique that will assist you to go more into the self-inquiry so that you can really find out what this is about for you, what it is that you're experiencing, and really give voice to your feelings. Because remember that as soon as we allow ourselves to feel everything, the need for judgment vanishes. There's no need to judge anything. So that's another wonderful tool. I'm so excited too, Janet. Next week I'm going to have Michelle Arbeau, our producer, creator of the Authentic You Media Network. She's going to be on the show next week, Friday at 4 o'clock. We're going to be talking about all kinds of things. We're going to be talking about the shift. We're going to be talking about relationships. We're going to be talking about numerology because Michelle, you know, she's got so much to share as well. So I'm super excited about that. And thank you so much to our caller, Susan, that called in. And thanks, everyone. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in today. And have a happy spring, happy eclipse.
Feeling emotionally balanced is a key to feeling good. Thank you for listening and feeling your feelings. Each week, you will come away with practical tools, inspiration, and empowerment. Would you like to schedule an empowerment session? Go to www.corneliadengel.com. Feeling it is healing it.